see this one Gardaí be allocated to the Sligo division, and we see, what I'm being told, six retirements. So in real terms, we see a reduction in the Gardaí force here in the Sligo Leitrim division at a time when our CAB have identified 10 organised crime groups operating in Sligo, where they are attempting to go after the assets of those groups, which signifies a major escalation in organised crime here in the Sligo Leitrim division. Obviously, that the Garda number has been reduced, continuously been reduced, are causing serious concern to the general public, because the frontline Gardaí are not having sufficient numbers to tackle the issues around those gangs that are distributing huge amounts of drugs and stealing property, vehicles and of farmyard machinery. And to see only one Gardaí being allocated is a serious concern to the general public.
And councillor, is the position of a Garda as attractive as it was a number of years ago, maybe 10, 15 years ago?
Well, I think the Garda has a serious challenge to attract new members to it, because we know that people are leaving the Garda force on a continuous basis to private companies and to go into the tech world and even immigrating to Australia to join the Australian police force. And we see that the job itself is not as lucrative as it was, we'll say, 20 years ago. A young guard that would join 20 years ago had a fair, optimistic chance of building a house or buying a house. Now on the wage that they've been offered for a start-up, you know, and the property prices, they have really no option but not to join the Gardaí. It's really become a low-paid job. So it is concerning, you know, that people are not going to join the Guards and that the numbers are continuing to fall in the Garda force.